The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. Today, the 22nd of January, 2024, 7:05 in the morning. News is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Christina's at the helm. Good morning. How are you, young lady? Did you have an eventful weekend?
Yes, I was having a perfect weekend. Yesterday was really interesting shows here.
You know, we do have interesting shows. I mean, you may not agree with all of them.
But yes, but there was, like, just firing topics yesterday. It was really cool.
Oh, good, good. I hear part of them, you know, and I listen in just to make sure that there's no bloodshed going on in the studios. But you've got that under control, right? And you keep the delete box right in your lap the whole time, just in case.
Of course.
Okay. Not that I have to worry about that, but just in case.
Somebody now, as I know all the bad words.
Huh?
As I know all the bad words.
You know
now.
All the bad words now. okay. Well, that I don't know if that's good or bad. But so, do we have a national day today?
Celebration of Life Day.
Celebration of life. Yeah.
Feels like it.
I like that. You know, usually it means afterwards, after a person has passed. But I think so. Life. Yeah, we should celebrate life. I'm looking outside in the rain and all that, and thinking we've had this rain going on for a while. And just so you know, rain's going to continue between all day. Mostly cloudy with a high near 58, and chance of precipitation, I would say, is 100% right now. I don't know if it's going to be all day. But we could get up to a half an inch of rain today. Tonight, a low around 44. It's not too bad. Tomorrow, it's going to clear up, mostly sunny, with a high near 62. And then tomorrow night, rain. That's good, because tomorrow I'm out picking up a load of hay in Chico. So that's always good if it's sunny, so I can get it and get back here. Wednesday, rain again. You know, Tuesday night, rain, and we have rain. And then Thursday, just a chance of rain, mostly sunny, with a high near 59. So all week is going to be, you know, high 50s, low 60s, and at night, oh, mid to higher 40s. And again, showers and through Sunday. And then Sunday is going to be mostly sunny with a high near 66. Good. So more rain, it fills up the lakes. Hopefully it's snowing like a crazy person up there in the mountains, so we can build up that snowpack. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. The Kenny family have owned this company for, gosh, several decades. And since the propane is all the same, it comes down to customer service, and that's what they provide. They do treat their customers as warm friends. It's a veteran-owned business. Like I said, it's locally owned, locally operated. It gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other plans also for people to help them with the propane. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. Okay, last week, if you remember, I talked about the headline that they had in the Record Searchlight on their online edition and their running.com, their streaming edition. And I said, you know, they used the word corruption and name CRY in the same sentence, you know, with little parentheses around it. And I said then, I said, this is a terrible headline, because when you read into the article, like four paragraphs down, it was a charge leveled by one of the major opponents of Mr. CRY. That's all it was. It wasn't like the DA. It wasn't the police. It wasn't even, it was just somebody talking in the meeting. And I said, you know, and the writer, Damon Arthur, I just said, that is just a tacky headline. you know, it was one person who is your major opponent saying this could be corruption, you know, and so that becomes the headline. So I get the Sunday paper, and it's a ritual. Linda and I have breakfast. We read the Sunday paper and all this. Headline, same story, corruption, cry. Exactly the same story, but it's in print now. So anybody that sees it thinks, well, gosh, what does that mean, corruption? And maybe it's, you know, oh, okay, I'll read the paper. Again, same article, four or five paragraphs down. It's a gent that is leading the charge, one of the leaders of the charge to recall Kevin Cry. And again, he says this looks like corruption to him, but nowhere else. It's just him. And yet it leads off the whole story. And that is not right. That is not right. And today I think I'm going to write. And see, how did you come up with that, Damon? How did you come up with that headline because of something one person said during a supervisor's meeting because you didn't agree with how they did something? So it must be corruption. I don't think so. It doesn't, in my opinion, that's one person's opinion. And does it need to be spread out all over the – and I'm not saying Kevin Cry walks on water or anything like that. I'm just talking about this article, about this. And they could have put lots of things in that headline except that. Anyway. Okay. Moving on. I had to say it again because they did it again. If it was just once. But no, the record searchlight on reading.com has got, you know, you pay money for that. And you get it and you see articles that are 6 months old. You see opinions that are 3 or 4 months old from the last election. It's, they're not, you know, it doesn't seem like they're keeping up on that. So, okay. Saturday night, went to the Backcountry Horsemen of California for their annual dinner and fundraiser, and it was a hoot. The place was packed. We were at the Sons and Daughters of Italy meeting hall. They did all the cooking. The food was just magnificent. And I saw, you know, I broke my heart on Saturday. There was a McClellan saddle. And look it up. McClellan is the kind, when you see these old cavalry movies, in the old Civil War movies, that's the kind of saddles they wore, they rode. And there was a pre-World War I McClellan saddle in beautiful condition. The leather had been taken care of, everything, all the leather on it. And it had a set of saddlebags that came with it. A gentleman was emptying out all, you know, downsizing and all this, so he donated it to the Backcountry Horsemen to auction off to raise money for the program there. And it was probably I've got to look it up to see how much one of those were worth, but it was priced at $2,000, and it went out for $400. And I started kicking myself. I was emceeing an auctioneer. And I'm sitting there, and I'm watching this. And I said, I should be bidding on this. Would I ride it? No. I don't know what I would do with it. So it would be something else that just takes up room in my house. Yes. But it was such a great – oh, and it had a brass saddle horn on it. And these were for the officers to ride because – then they'd have a, maybe something to hang on to. Who knows? But so I have not seen one of those before. And it went out the door for $400. And I could just, you know, I could just kick myself now. But it was a great event. And if you weren't there, you got to think about next year. Cowboy poetry. If you haven't listened to cowboy poetry, you're missing out. They had this one gentleman who's opening for Dave Stamey down in Red Bluff this week at their theater there. And he had three poems that were just funny, and people were laughing and telling stories of cattle getting loose, of a camping trip and too many cans of Dinty Moore stew. A young lady of age 13 had written a poem about being out on the trails. And Lyle, who has like been with the, he is 91 years old, did two poems, of course, by heart. They were just, you know, just wonderful. So that's a big shout out to the guys and girls that put that thing on because of everything they do for our environment out there, clearing the trails in the Shasta Trinity area, you know, supporting the construct, you know, the crews that go up for weeks or months at a time to clear these trails and to make them safe for people. And they resupply them for resupplying fish and taking fingerlings out to all these lakes up in the high country that people can't, you know, that they can't get the fingerlings in without losing half of them if they drop them from an aircraft. Their success rate is like 98% of getting fish to places with them living on. So anyway, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back. We're going to talk about, like, some things you need to know today.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. It's been an honor to serve Shasta County as Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. We have accomplished a lot. Term limits, Second Amendment resolution, fair elections, supporting the Redding Rancheria, Charter County, and more. As we move into this new year, we will need solid conservative leadership more than ever. And I'm up for the challenge. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Kevin Cry's cronies are at it again. Disgruntled East Coast multimillionaire Reverge Anselmo has dumped another $250,000 into Shasta County to buy Cry, bringing Anselmo's total spending toward $2 million. Do you want to live in Anselmo County? This is not local control. Save Shasta County. Take back local control. Vote yes to recall Kevin Cry on March 5th. Paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Umpqua Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring live animals showcasing their natural survival techniques used for hunting, foraging, adapting, and surviving in the wild. This educational animal show features mammals, reptiles, and free-flying birds. Saturdays from 2 to 2:30 inside the Mill Building at Turtle Bay. Included with paid admission, free for members. Great for animal enthusiasts of all ages. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
This is Shasta GOP Chairman Dan Sloan inviting you to a special event with guest speaker Senator Rand Paul. The event will occur on February 24th in Reading. Each attendee will receive a signed copy of the Senator's book, Deception, the Great COVID Cover-Up. VIP ticket holders and event sponsors will receive a photo with Senator Paul. Get your tickets before they sell out at ShastaGOP.org. Again, that's February 24th. Tickets available at ShastaGOP.org. Attendees will be notified of the physical location 2 days prior to the event.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl Linda Botland is getting ready to take off to Sacramento. So she's going to be, she'll be back Wednesday. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, a local bank. We like to do local businesses when we do, you know, readouts, of course, our live reads. And they have, they started 17 years ago. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. Real happy with that. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Okay. In-N-Out Burger is going to have to wait because we have Anne Marie on the line. Brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance on Mistletoe Lane. And Anne-Marie has got community calendar, so turn it on.
Well, good Monday morning, everyone. And a soggy one it is.
It's a soggy one, and it's going to be like that. Tomorrow it should clear up for a while and start raining again.
Yes, we have another system coming in from what I understand.
Okay.
Well, as we begin our community calendar for this week, Healthy Shasta is looking to encourage a healthy start to 2024 and have put forth their 2024 Healthy Shasta Walks Passport, which is currently taking place through February 29th. Yes, it's a leap year this year. Participants must complete and have checked off at least 10 different walks on their passport to be entered into a drawing for a prize. The 2024 Healthy Shasta Walks Passport Challenge is open to those who live or work in Shasta County. For a list of rules or to get started, check out healthyshasta.org. On Wednesday, January 24th, Preston Sharp is hosting the Veterans Flags and Flowers fundraiser, which will take place at Black Bear Diner located at 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading. This dine and donate event will run from opening to close. For more information or to view the event flyer, visit PrestonSharp/VetFlagsAndFlowers on Facebook. On Wednesday evening, January 24th, world-renowned pianist Olga Kopylova will give a special performance at St. James Lutheran Church, located at 2500 Shastaview Drive in Reading. The event starts at 7 p.m. Adult tickets are $20 and student tickets are $10. The not-so-invisible World of Female Composers Benefit Concert, featuring world-renowned pianist Olga Kopylova, will benefit the Foundation for Performing Arts Education and Reading Piano Angels. For more information, please visit readingpianoangels.com or check out kcnr1460.com under events, where you can find a link for the tickets. On Saturday, January 27th, enjoy an evening with the Shasta Library Foundation as they host their sixth annual A Novel Affair Gala starting at 6 p.m. at the Reading Library located at 1100 Parkview Avenue in Reading. This is a black tie event, and more information can be found at ShastaLibraryFoundation.org. The fourth Saturday of every month is Art Studio Saturday at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, located at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Reading. Art Studio Saturday runs 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and is open for guests of all age groups to be creative and have fun in an open art studio. Admission is free for members and included in paid park admission. For more information, check out turtlebay.org. On Sunday, January 28th, there will be a blood drive from 9 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. at 14508 Wonderland Boulevard in Reading. Look for the Bloodmobile. Appointments are greatly encouraged. For more information, call Vitalant at 530-893-5433. To view the event flyer, please visit the Mountain Gate Volunteer Fire Department on Facebook. Now, please note, there is an event flyer out there with a typo on the address. I called Vitalant to confirm that it is at 14508 Wonderland Boulevard at the Mountain Gate Volunteer Fire Department, and that is this Sunday. Also on Sunday, fans of the Beatles music might enjoy Yesterday and Today, the interactive Beatles experience from 7:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Cascade Theater, located at 1731 Market Street in Reading. Seating options vary, and more information can be found at cascadetheater.org. Now, if you're looking to check road conditions before you head out, there is a number you can call. It's 1-800-427-7623. This will give you updated information by Caltrans. And you can check the latest forecast at www.weather.gov. Know before you go. And that is just a sample of events taking place this week. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar.
Hey, Anne Marie.
Yes, sir.
What'd you do this weekend?
We've all been sick around here. It's been cycling through the family. So we've been home, and we will continue to probably be home for the next few days into this week. Yes. But what a time to be home in this weather system.
Yeah, it's it obviously is where you'd rather be, just kind of sitting home instead of being out in the rain.
Best medicine.
That's there you go. Okay. Thank you.
Have a great week.
You bet. Hey, our community calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance right here in town. Curtis Byron and crew over there at Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane right here in Reading. You can give them a call at 530-224-2345. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. It's been an honor to serve Shasta County as Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. We have accomplished a lot. Term limits, Second Amendment resolution, fair elections, supporting the Reading Rancheria, Charter County, and more. As we move into this new year, we will need solid conservative leadership more than ever. And I'm up for the challenge. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Get ready for a game day experience like no other. Join Wind River Resort and Casino for the ultimate tailgate party. January 11th in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Indulge in a mouth-watering buffet featuring a winning lineup of tailgating favorites. Score on cash and prize drawings throughout the game. Must be 21 to attend this exciting event. Doors open at 2:30 p.m. Some people talk football. We live it at Wind River. For tickets, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
This is Shasta GOP Chairman Dan Sloan inviting you to a special event with guest speaker Senator Rand Paul. The event will occur on February 24th in Reading. Each attendee will receive a signed copy of the Senator's book, Deception, The Great COVID Cover-Up. VIP ticket holders and event sponsors will receive a photo with Senator Paul. Get your tickets before they sell out at ShastaGOP.org. Again, that's February 24th. Tickets available at ShastaGOP.org. Attendees will be notified of the physical location 2 days prior to the event.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Good morning. Today, the 22nd of January, 2024, 7:32 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Locally owned, locally operated business run by and owned by Jeff Wurst. It's a better-known business that takes no chances with your safety. This is the man to go to if you've got a chip or a crack in your windshield. If it's a small chip, he'll fix it. If it's a crack up to 24 inches in length, he can fix it. Bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. I repaired a crack in my windshield 17 years ago, and it still can't see it. I mean, you know, that's pretty good work. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. I'm here with Dr. Dan Sloan, a doctor being a PhD type doctor, who is a professor out at Simpson University and also a candidate for District 2.
And I'm also a candidate on there again for the Central Committee, Republican.
Oh, okay, for the California?
Yep.
Okay. So, but you're here to talk about, we've got a pretty well-known, not going to say a celebrity, but a person coming to town here. You want to talk about that? And if you've been listening to the our station, you've probably heard it.
Yeah, I just heard it just a moment ago.
Yeah.
So that's fantastic. Yeah, thank you. We are honored to have Senator Rand Paul agree to speak here in Shasta County and in Reading. It'll be a Reading location, not disclosed yet, but it's easy to find. We're not that big that we can't find it. So it's coming up on February 24th, and most people are aware at least of the name Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky. He's an amazing guy, doctor himself, medical doctor. And he'll be coming out. He's the
most, an ophthalmologist,
right? Yeah. He's probably the most prominent speaker we've had. That's what I'm told. He's the most prominent Republican speaker we've had since Trump in 2016. So it's a big deal for us.
Yeah. It is a big deal. And Dr. Paul is well known for his stance on COVID and about how he thought it was a huge mistake.
Right.
Everything that was going on. As it turns out, he was probably right on most of it. And it is a sworn enemy of Dr. Fauci.
Yeah. Yeah, he flies right in the face, and I mean literally. If you've seen any of the Senate hearings, he is in his face, calling Dr. Fauci out on all the mistakes and what he perceives and has documented as untruths or lies, if you want to call it that. It's an amazing story. He's documented the history in his book, and part of what he's going to do here in coming out to Reading is discuss what's happening or what has happened and transpired and how we need to never go there again. The book is called Deception. I've got it right here. Deception, the Great COVID Cover-Up.
Uh-huh.
So, and all of the, don't go out and buy it unless you really, really want two copies, because if you're coming to our event, you'll get one for free. Each attendee, regardless of what, we have different seats, or it's actually seats available. It's not a dinner. It's a speaking event. But you can come and buy a general ticket or be a VIP. And we have a VIP event beforehand where you can meet Rand Paul and take a photo with him. We also have an event afterward, which is a roundtable event, where we'll have just a few people that are sponsors of the event that'll get to ask some questions. And we have some medical doctors and others that have already purchased those roundtable sponsorships. So it's a very, very popular event.
Now, Rand Paul was elected into the Senate in 2010. So he's been there for a while. And I always find this interesting, describing themselves not as a career politician. Mm-hmm. When you've been in there for two terms, three terms now, then it's, at what point does it become a career?
Yeah.
I'm not denigrating Rand Paul at all. I'm just saying this. When I hear him say this, I hear them all say this. I'm not a career politician. Okay, then after you've run, two or three times, you are a career politician.
Maybe it should be, I've become a career.
I've become a career.
We'll ask him when he comes. And I'm sure he's heard this before, that critique.
Well, anyway.
Yeah,
sure I'm not the first one that brought it up. Now, when you look up Dr. Rand Paul, he is not a friend of Nikki Haley's either.
He has come out and recently, in the last few weeks, like a lot of the Senate, and endorsed Donald Trump, and he has said some things that were fairly negative about Nikki Haley in the past. He doesn't mix words. He's very direct in what he believes and what he thinks and says. He's more of the independent kind of conservative that we have out there. So I really like what he stands for. He comes across as very genuine, has a huge following in the conservative arena. I think his brand of politics matches our heritage and culture that we have here very well. So I think he'll be a great speaker for that.
Now, is he going to be open to questions, or is this going to be kind of like a lecture and that's it?
Well, what we have it set up for about a two-hour window before the speech, which is going to be, depending upon his arrival, of course, getting to Reading is not the easiest thing in the world. So he's going to be arriving here that day early, hopefully. And we have a couple hours blocked off so that we can do our VIP event. And that VIP event gives people an opportunity to mix and mingle with other people and then take a photograph with the senator, discuss. I believe we'll have all of the candidates for the major seats, as well as local municipal candidates and others here, which would be a fantastic opportunity there. He'll speak, and his speech will probably be up to an hour long. And then after that, we have a round table. I haven't really spoken with his people about how many questions he'll take after his speech before he recesses to the roundtable. But, there'll be an opportunity for people to get some questions in. He's an excellent speaker. He's doing this all over the country. We're fortunate. We're one of a few that probably three or four at the most that'll have him in California, absolutely the one that's most north of Sacramento.
Well, I guess.
And then the roundtable is the way to go. And that's what some of the local doctors are doing. They're just buying the roundtable ticket so they can get in there and sit with him afterward and ask him those direct questions about the medical issues and what he found.
Well, you know, the medical issues, not just COVID, but
political.
But, yeah. Political side where we shut down our country.
Right.
As we find out now, years later, that a lot of the things that Dr. Fauci had said were alarmist and not necessarily true,
right.
That places that shut down their schools, all of these things, the suicide rates among kids, we lost a year and a half of schooling for them, the impact they had on the economy, on people.
Right.
Just here in California, the EDD that was supposed to be handling all of the, helping people with the money that was provided, you know, it's billions and that was given away mistakenly.
Right.
No,
it was huge. Yeah,
and,
that fraud.
And they broke their own rules and all this. I mean, that's not a national problem.
You know,
that's a Gavin Newsom problem.
Right.
But it still, and then had to shut down, for several weeks because their system was so screwed up, and we're still paying for that.
Well, immediately when this happened, I returned from China and Laos in 2018, I lived in Wuhan, not at that time, but I lived very recently prior to coming back in Wuhan. And worked to the U.S. Embassy or U.S. Consulate actually there in Wuhan. And a lot of the things that I saw and experienced there led me to believe that it was most likely an accident. That was just my personal opinion. I'm not a medical doctor. But I saw that myself. I've been to a wet market in Wuhan. I know what it's like there. There was discussion that it was a pangolin, which is a kind of an exotic animal. The Chinese love to eat and to use medicinal.
What's it look like? What kind of
it looks like a little, what do you call it, armadillo? Kind of like a small armadillo type animal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's just something, but if you think about what happens in their culture, many people haven't been there, they haven't seen what it looks like. It's completely different than we're used to here. But the use of animals in medicine is common. It's part of Chinese medicine. So if the animal is put through a process to where they've been tested, given a virus, and they survive, if it's a really valuable animal, which this is, why would you kill it or throw it away? Is the thinking of a frugal Chinese worker. I can take it down to the market and sell it for Chinese medicine. And I've toyed with that myself. And that's all conjecture. I don't know that to be true, but I can see that happening. And Wuhan is a town. It's a city. It's like 10 to 12 million people. It was
yeah,
then.
I mean,
it's probably bigger
huge,
now.
It's a huge city.
Well, in reality, that's not huge. In China.
In China.
For here, it's huge. Bigger than our largest cities. But I've lived in cities where 25 million people in China. But at 10, 12 million people, you're looking at a really well-developed transportation system, restaurants and all that. But there is a lot of problems with sanitation and other issues. So
yeah.
You're going into a restaurant, you got rats running around the street. You got all kinds of problems with sewage and different things.
I've been in Taiwan.
Yeah.
And it's similar. And you go down to these markets and you order food and you're sitting there in an outdoor cafe and you're cooking it in this big pot of oil in front of you. I'm thinking, of course, I didn't think then because I was young. So you don't think when you're young, but we ate that stuff. But it could have been.
The issue, I think, getting back to Paul, Rand Paul, is that there was political decisions that were made that were not scientific in nature. And that's what he's really looking at. As a scientist, as a doctor, he's saying, we were told that we were sticking to the science, and we didn't. And he documented it really, really well and says the decisions that were made fly in contrast to. We were blocked from having our dissenting views on the internet. We weren't able to put the word out. They would take them down and say it was a medical priority that we not allow you to have your First Amendment rights. We weren't given the truth. We were told things that now looking back just look, you know, asinine. We've got to find out how that happened, what happened, and then try to prevent that from ever happening again.
Okay. We got to take a break. I'm here with Dr. Dan Sloan, who is you're the chairman of the,
I'm chair of the Shasta County Republican Central Committee, the right. Shasta County GOP.
And you all got Dr. Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul will be here on
February 24th. It'll, okay. Yeah.
Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. Take it away, Christina.
Around the rivers, let the damned water feed. There's some people down the way that's thirsty, so let the liquid spirit free. The people are thirsty because a man's unnatural hand. Watch what happens when the people catch wind, when the water hits the bank of that hard dry land.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. It's been an honor to serve Shasta County as chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. We have accomplished a lot. Term limits, Second Amendment resolution, fair elections, supporting the Redding Rancheria, Charter County, and more. As we move into this new year, we will need solid conservative leadership more than ever. And I'm up for the challenge. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Laugh until your sides ache as the hilarious comedian Ginger Billy takes the stage at Wind River Resort and Casino on Friday, February 9th. With over 11 million followers on YouTube, Ginger Billy has taken the internet by storm with his side-splitting humor and down-to-earth charm. Don't miss this hysterical night of comedy. His relatable humor will have you rolling in the aisles. Tickets for this night of laughter start at just $35 plus fees. Must be 21 to attend. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Umpqua Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring live animals showcasing their natural survival techniques used for hunting, foraging, adapting, and surviving in the wild. This educational animal show features mammals, reptiles, and free-flying birds, Saturdays from 2 to 2:30 inside the Mill Building at Turtle Bay. Included with paid admission, free for members, great for animal enthusiasts of all ages. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This is Shasta GOP Chairman Dan Sloan inviting you to a special event with guest speaker Senator Rand Paul. The event will occur on February 24th in Reading. Each attendee will receive a signed copy of the Senator's book, Deception, the Great COVID Cover-Up. VIP ticket holders and event sponsors will receive a photo with Senator Paul. Get your tickets before they sell out at ShastaGOP.org. Again, that's February 24th. Tickets available at ShastaGOP.org. Attendees will be notified of the physical location 2 days prior to the event.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, the Hero Studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 22nd of January, 2024, 7:49 in the morning. It's raining. It's going to be raining. Yeah, it should be clearing up, though, tomorrow, and then back in the rain. So kind of do all your things you have to do tomorrow. Our guest today is Dr. Dan Sloan. They're bringing in, Republican Central Committee's bringing in Dr. Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul, here in February. And we have a caller. Richard, good morning. Hello, Richard.
Yeah, hello, good morning. Hey.
You're on.
I heard Mr. Sloan say something about we've got to find out what happened with the virus from Wuhan or some kind of a statement like that. Well, actually, that's been out for about a year and a half now. One of the Kennedys wrote a book, the real Dr. Fauci, with hundreds of footnotes. Alternative media, frontline doctors. I mean, the list is extremely long. You're not going to find this truth on Fox, Newsmax, OANN even. You have to go to alternative media. This is old news that it is a man-made virus. It's a chimera. It's a combination of several viruses that was engineered in a lab. This is all documented with documents, proof, whistleblowers, interviews. So I'm not sure where Dan's getting his news, but you got to go to alternative media to find the truth. It's well over a year and a half that it's been exposed. So anyway, it's just a comment. I appreciate the time.
Okay. Thank you.
Great. Yeah, I'm happy that Richard's going to be there. You know, we're going to get it straight from the doctor's mouth. I mean,
I understand what Richard's saying. I mean, because people have been fighting this, and you're right, it didn't come out of the. But I think Senator Rand Paul.
He's asking where I'm getting it from. That's where I'm getting it from.
Senator Rand Paul was one of the first. I think from the beginning was pushing back, and people were hammering him
really hard.
Yeah, and but as it turns out, he was right in many things. And Fauci, his continuing assault on Fauci's facts. The thing about it is that Fauci retired at a huge amount of money that we as taxpayers are paying, I think what Paul's trying to do is hold him accountable for the things he said and the things he did. Remember, how many times did we hear this, follow the science? Mm-hmm. Well, but there were no alternatives to it because they wouldn't allow.
Right. Yeah. And that's the point he's made. I think
nobody's arguing where it came from. Yeah. I think everybody's agreeing, Richard, on that.
Yeah.
It's how it was handled here and how to prevent this. You know what my fear is.
When you block the media, and that was what Richard just said. And that's the thing. We've got to get this out to where people can find out what's really happening and prevent it from happening again.
My fear is we'll get something like the Spanish flu hit us.
Right.
Now, it wouldn't have the impact as it did back in 1918. But if it did, and you also, I mean, we're talking about a real man killer, woman killer, a population killer, like the Spanish flu was, and people aren't going to believe it because of what happened with this trumped up response to COVID. Mm-hmm. They're going to say, oh yeah, sure, we need to put masks. Oh yeah, sure, we need to do this. Yeah, we need these vaccinations. And then that's going to be, and it's going to have a severe impact. I mean, a horrendous impact on people. That's my concern.
Yeah, like I said, we've got to prevent this from happening again. It's taken a couple months for me to get the senator booked in. He wanted to come here. We fit that his type of politics real well, and it's very easy for him to get the news out in our community, especially. Richard spoke about the fact that we've had media that hasn't allowed the word to get out, and we all know that.
Yeah.
It happened for years. And I'll be up there introducing him. Dr. Paul, and I think it'll be a fantastic opportunity for all of us to hear from him, face to face, so to speak, of what he experienced, what his history is, and he knows what happened politically as well, doctor.
See, that's the thing. That's where I'm really interested in, not the medical side of it at all, because as Richard said, if you're interested, you're going to find it. Even mainstream organizations now right. are starting to put out a lot more about it. I want to talk about, I want to hear about
this
the
is
political,
similar to Trump, you know that?
Yeah, the political yeah. thing where what was done at that political level. I mean, Trump bought into it at the beginning. And then of course Biden really rode this horse to a race. But in the, you know, what can they do at the Senate and House level to kind of bring this back under control so it doesn't happen again?
Right. That's the point. Yeah. We've got to prevent this from happening again. Political decisions were made. Those decisions cost people lives. And it costs their livelihood. We have children that have stunted social developmental growth. Their educations were put behind. It just the wreckage economically was phenomenal. We're, you know, it's going to take us a while to try to overcome this. One of the key things we have to look at is, and not just in that, but also the similar traits that have happened with Donald Trump. And now we're starting to get that issue corrected. I'm praying that he will become our candidate, and it looks like he will.
I don't see anything that's going to slow him down.
Right.
I mean, DeSantis quit this weekend, yeah. threw his strength behind Trump. Tim Scott.
Yeah. Jumped on board.
Jumped on board, and I think, you know, there's talk about his Tim Scott vice presidential type there. Yeah.
And our party, the local Shasta County GOP, just endorsed Donald Trump. We were holding off making sure that all of our constituency was
here's my question on that.
Guided?
Donald Trump is under indictment in three different places.
Right.
I don't know if they'll if his lawyers are any good and the courts are fair. I mean, the New York court for that one anybody else would not have gone to court over the value of his company. Nobody would.
Yeah.
They would have paid a fine and, you know, walked away from.
Well, how about the value of Hunter's paintings?
Yeah. Well, anyway, but I'm not arguing that. I'm arguing this one. Yeah. And they've got these others. So you've got a guy that's under indictment and, he's going to roll into the GOP convention, and it's going to be a walkover.
Well,
it's going to be a mic drop.
I put pictures up of what was happening at the convention September 29th, 30th, and October 1st down there in Anaheim for the GOP.
Yeah.
And it was phenomenal. I knew then he would be our candidate. It was just incredible, the amount of enthusiasm and passion.
Let me ask you, we only got a couple minutes.
Sure.
Let me ask a quick question. Steve Garvey, has he got a chance of being in the top two?
He has really high name recognition. And he's very popular down in L.A. We tried to get him to come north, and he's not interested in coming up to see us, at least at this point.
He feels like he's got the votes up here already. Here's the thing is, Garvey, you know, with this jungle primaries that we have, I think that's what they call them,
yeah.
where it's the top two.
Right.
I mean, he could get into that because the rest of them are splitting their votes.
Right.
And he could get into that. I mean, his chance of winning are not great, but... it depends on how Trump does. If Trump's, you know, if he brings them out,
right.
then he's got a shot at it. Maybe.
We've got to get people to cast their votes. And for many reasons, the more people that cast their vote for Trump are going to cast their vote for other conservatives and other Republicans. So we have a bank your vote type of program. We need people. Donald Trump has come out and fully endorsed this program. We've got to get people to vote.
You know what? The Republicans have got to play like the Democrats.
Right?
I mean, come on.
I'm going to get hammered for that, though, because
yeah.
they don't want to play according to the rules because they don't like the rules.
You can do.
We've got to change the rules.
You can do ballot. What do they call it? Ballot harvesting.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't do it, they are.
Unfortunately, it's illegal. They made it legal. We didn't. We hate it.
Yeah.
But, you're talking.
There are so many things on this about these elections that are
right.
coming up.
But we have got to get the people to vote. Please
okay.
vote.
All right. So you have anything coming up? Dan Sloan is running for 2nd District. And today, though, we're just talking about the Rand Paul thing.
Correct.
So do you have anything coming up? I got 30 seconds.
You know, I have a lot of events coming up. The best way for you to find out more about me and my events is to go to Daniel Sloan for Shasta County District 2 Supervisor on Facebook, or go to electdansloan.com, electdansloan.com. And on that, you will find electdansloan.com all kinds of information. I recently put up even last night.
Okay. All right. Hey, we're going to take a break for the news. We're going to come back. We've got Open Line Monday here. I really thought I had a guest lined up, but then, nah. And so Open Line, but I got a lot of stuff to talk about. I want to hear what you're thinking about, too. You know, with the election, with, you know, everything that's going on. We'll be right back after the news.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Saying we can't go back to the old Republican guard of yesteryear, Ron DeSantis, in dropping his bid for the Republican presidential nomination, has endorsed former President Trump. Campaign 2024 correspondent Joey Hudson says DeSantis's move leaves just one challenger to Mr. Trump.
I think the big question for Nikki Haley is how strong will she be in New Hampshire, and can she stay in this race much longer? She has to have a pretty strong showing in New Hampshire as she heads to her home state of South Carolina. If you look at it, most of the elected officials in her own state, again, Senator Tim Scott, whom she appointed to the U.S. Senate, has endorsed Donald Trump.
North Dakota Republican Governor Doug Burgum says he will not be seeking a third term as governor. The announcement today comes more than a month after he ended his bid for the GOP presidential nomination. Tensions are running high in Israel, where dozens of family members of hostages held by Hamas in Gaza stormed into a finance committee meeting at the Israeli parliament today, shouting, "You won't sit here while they are dying there." It is a weather roller coaster. Bitterly cold temperatures to be followed on short order by above average readings across large parts of the country.
The cold air mass moves off the coast and some warmer air starts to build northeastward. So a lot of the cold below average temperatures that we have had over the past few days will begin to moderate. And actually by midweek or early to midweek, we'll have much above average temperatures across a good part of their country east of the Rockies.
The National Weather Service's Bob Orovec. The bitter cold, along with ice and snow, contributed to dozens of deaths this month across the U.S. Wall Street is rallying. The Dow is up 158 points. NASDAQ ahead 30. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy. It's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
A landslide in southwestern China's mountainous Yunnan province has buried 47 people, killing at least two, forcing the evacuation of hundreds more.
The landslide hit the city of Jiaopong just before dawn. Dozens of villagers are unaccounted for, and rescue operations are already underway, according to Chinese state media. More than 500 people have also been evacuated from the area. It's not yet clear what caused the landslide, but they are common in Yunnan, which is a remote region of China with steep mountain ranges. Temperatures in the region are bitterly cold, and there's also been heavy snow.
The BBC's Laura Bicker. France preparing to show its gratitude to World War II veterans who will return to Normandy beaches this year for the 80th anniversary commemoration of D-Day, marking the defeat of the Nazis. Many of those veterans will be going back for the last time in June. News and analysis at townhall.com. There is an outcry over a case of animal cruelty. It's making headlines in Russia.
More than 300,000 people are signing a petition calling for a Russian train conductor to lose her job after she threw a pet cat off a train, believing it was a stray. Hundreds of people braced sub-zero temperatures to search for the animal, who was later found dead around half a mile from the train tracks where he'd been left. Local authorities are so far not prosecuting the conductor, but a separate petition calling for criminal charges to be brought has gathered more than 100,000 names. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
A former Northern California firefighter with a previous arson conviction has been arrested on suspicion of setting off a homemade bomb and planting several other explosive devices along roads in El Dorado and Sacramento counties. 41-year-old man pleaded not guilty last week to multiple felony charges, including possessing and exploding an explosive device. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning, the 22nd of January, 2024, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you always by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's at the boards today. Good morning, Christina. It's National Day of Celebration.
Of life.
Celebration of life. And is there another one?
Yes, but I like this the most, if to be honest.
You got to get down, get up next to that, get up next to the mic. I can't hear you.
Hello, hello.
Hello. Okay.
Okay. Also today is National Brownie Day.
Brownie Day?
Yeah.
Brownie like the cookie?
Cookie brownie.
Okay.
It's super American, I guess.
Yeah, brownies. Okay, I can go for that. All right, weather. Is just like you see it here. It's rain, and it's coming down pretty hard. Then it's going to be raining tonight, a good chance of that. But it's tapering off, and tomorrow some patchy fog in the morning, but otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 62. And then the rain picks up again tomorrow night late, and rain Wednesday, Thursday, it starts to taper off again. We're going to have some more sun, and then it starts raining again Thursday night, Friday, Saturday. The highs will be in the low 60s, and the lows in the mid to high 40s. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 66. So there's your weather reports, and weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business, locally owned, locally operated out of Anderson, that gives senior and veterans discounts. It's a veteran-owned business. I can't say enough about the Kenny family and the things they do to help people. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay. I have to bring sadness. Hey, somebody just called in and said Placer Street has lost its power?
Yes, something like this.
I'm not sure what that means. I'm trying to find anything here that says it in the local news, but I don't see.
Maybe it just happened and somebody decided to call us and inform us first.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. So you might be, if the lights are out or something about Placer Street, you might want to take another way around. Or we can, again, I can't find that anywhere here in local news. So, we'll keep checking on that. In-N-Out Burger, which has been a huge success since the day they opened, is going to be shutting the doors of one of their locations in Oakland due to crime and danger for their employees. A statement from the franchise said that regular car break-ins, property damage, theft, and armed robberies of customers and employees, armed robberies, led to the shutdown. They've been there for over 18 years, and they realize how this is going to negatively impact their associates and their families. And it's a busy and profitable one for the company, but the top priority must be the safety and well-being of customers and associates. We cannot ask them to visit or work in an unsafe environment. They have unsuccessfully taken repeated steps to deter crime and maximize safety. Now, these are figures that are in this article. It says data collected by the San Francisco Chronicle shows 9 robberies, 2 commercial burglaries, 4 domestic violence incidents, and 1,174 car break-ins at this one location. Oh, my gosh. What can I say? It has been operating for 18 years. And the people that work there can either work in another one in Alameda, San Leandro, Union City, or San Ramon, or just get a severance package. I know they hate doing that, but they're just another business that's being run out of town because of crime in Oakland and in San Francisco. And now the other big thing you're going to see is in the next 2 years, 24 through 26, a lot of these major long-term leases in San Francisco and other parts of the country, but in San Francisco specifically, are running out. That means these companies have been paying have been leasing these big buildings. Gone through COVID, many of their people aren't even working there anymore. They're working from home. So you're going to start seeing them not leasing this property. And you think San Francisco's got a problem now, wait for over the next couple of years and see how many of those buildings are empty. And then that's going to have a severe impact on their rents. You would hope they'd start dropping rents and the amount of money they're going to be making in that city. So something to follow over the next couple of years. It's not going to be like on one day here that, 50 buildings empty out. It's not going to be like that. It's going to be a continuous letting their leases go, not re-upping their leases unless something dramatic happens. Okay, we talked about how Ron DeSantis dropped out of the race and endorsed former President Donald Trump. He said that he thanked everybody for their time and money, and I can't ask for more if we don't have a clear path to victory. And Trump said he was honored by the DeSantis endorsement and called for Republicans to rally behind Trump. Nikki Haley is the only one that's fighting Trump now, challenging Trump now, I should say. And they're going to New Hampshire, and I think in the next couple of days, and she trails Trump by double digits in polls. Okay. The U.S., Egypt, and Qatar are pressuring Israel and Hamas to agree to a phased diplomatic process that aims to free Hamas's remaining hostages and eventually includes the withdrawal of Israeli troops and an end of the war. Netanyahu, over the weekend, said there will never be Gaza will not be run by the Palestinians or, quote, Hamas again. I'm not sure how he's going to do that unless you occupy the Gaza Strip, which seems like it's going to be a very difficult thing to do for the size and the number of people there. Netanyahu rejected Hamas's demand to end the war as a condition for freeing the rest of the hostages it seized on October 7th. However, the families of the hostages rallied outside the government offices over the weekend and said, look, we want our families back. Do whatever it takes to bring them back. Now, I guess you could say that could mean destroying Hamas and fixing it so that it will take them years and years and decades to come back. I mean, they will. But the senior Hamas official told Reuters that Israel's refusal to get in the Gaza offensive means there's no chance for the return of the captives. And people have you can't forget, and as time goes on, we have a tendency to forget what caused this. On October 7th, when they came in and killed 1,200, over 1,200 Israeli citizens and took 200 captives, and there's still 100 out there. This was brought on by Hamas, totally by Hamas. And taking their side on this is taking the sides of terrorists. Oh, what about the Palestinian people? Unfortunately, the Hamas is their representatives. Hamas ran Gaza Strip. Unfortunately, when your leadership starts a war, and you can ask the Germans and the Japanese about this in World War II, you bear, the civilians bear the brunt of poor decisions of these terrorists that are leading them. Okay. We're going to take a quick break, and this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, located right there. It's a little strip mall, and it's easy to find, but it's the number one in the North State, according to the Record Searchlight, is for jewelry shops, and that's what we've been saying for, gosh, what now, 14, 15 years? They are the only full-service jewelry store in Redding with the watch repairman and work they do, the integrity they show, the selection of jewelry, just the place it is, makes it number one. And we think a lot of Four Winds Jewelry and Rebecca and Henry and Leonard. So, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. It's been an honor to serve Shasta County as Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. We have accomplished a lot. Term limits, Second Amendment resolution, fair elections, supporting the Redding Rancheria, Charter County, and more. As we move into this new year, we will need solid conservative leadership more than ever. And I'm up for the challenge. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect, Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Supervisor Kevin Cry has never thought the elections in Shasta County were a problem. Here's what he said early on.
I don't think there's any problem with our local elections.
But he voted to blow up the voting system anyway. Then he said,
we will not use Shasta County money to go down this direction, and I will not cost the taxpayers money.
A new voting system has already cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. Cry says one thing, does another. Can't trust him. Recall Kevin Cry. Paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300
a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Shasta GOP Chairman Dan Sloan inviting you to a special event with guest speaker Senator Rand Paul. The event will occur on February 24th in Reading. Each attendee will receive a signed copy of the Senator's book, Deception, the Great COVID Cover-Up. VIP ticket holders and event sponsors will receive a photo with Senator Paul. Get your tickets before they sell out at ShastaGOP.org. Again, that's February 24th. Tickets available at ShastaGOP.org. Attendees will be notified of the physical location 2 days prior to the event.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 8:20 in the morning here on the 22nd of January, 2024. It's raining. It's going to be raining today. Tomorrow, hopefully, it's going to clear up some. On the line, we have Laura Hobbs, candidate for District Supervisor, District 2. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning. Hello, dear listeners. I would like to let everyone know that this Saturday, January 27th, I'll be holding a fundraiser. I'm running for Supervisor District 2 at the Happy Valley Community Center at 5400 Happy Valley Road. Doors open at 4 p.m., dinner at 6 p.m., and you can buy tickets at the Jones Fort or by calling 805-710-4905. Or available also at my website, VoteLauraHobbs.com.
Okay, and I've got your phone number. Is this a good phone number for you?
Yep, that's the number.
Okay, I want to call you and set you up for another time on the show here.
That would be wonderful. I'd love that.
Okay, Laura. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Good morning, Nick. Nick, good morning.
Hello, Nick.
Hey, good morning, Carl. You know, last Thursday I asked Patrick Jones if we had additional costs after buying those heart machines, because after the way I broke it down, Dave Benda and I think you were leaning towards that we still have added costs. And he gave a roundabout answer. So I called him a couple hours later over at his shop and asked him for a yes or no. And he said, no, we got everything we need to conduct our elections with the $950 we spent. We don't have to buy anything else.
$950,000.
And that'll cover 15 years worth the elections. And I called up Supervisor Cry to confirm that. And Supervisor Cry told me, yes, that is correct, although the county is buying something else, some kind of a software generator or some damn thing, but it's the county's choice for $70,000. So you split that up over 15 years, and that's $5,000 a year. So when I say that what Kevin Cry and the supervisors did getting rid of Dominion and buying Hart, it in fact did save us $200,000 and more than that, because that doesn't factor in the special elections or the updates, or the maintenance that Dominion was charging us. It could well be a lot more than $200,000 a year we have saved by that decision.
Okay. Well, then it was a good decision, then, according to you.
According to me, that's according to two supervisors. I think you ought to take that last ad for the recall off because it's fictitious. But anyway, I got to go back to work. I came home specifically to tell that to you. I hope you have a nice day, Carl.
Thank you very much. Okay, let me see here. Where are we? Oh, we talked about DeSantis. Yes, we did. And we talked about pushed in the Gaza war. Okay, in New Hampshire. One of their most iconic newspapers, the New Hampshire Union Leader, on Sunday endorsed Nikki Haley in the state's Tuesday Republican primary, saying that the former South Carolina governor and United Nations ambassador is the most qualified candidate running for the White House. Without mentioning by name the GOP frontrunner or the inevitable but very vulnerable Democratic nominee, President Joe Biden, the union leader said Haley offered an opportunity to vote for a candidate rather than against the dinosaurs leading the primary season polls. You know what? We've gotten to a point where I think that's right. Many people vote against somebody, not for their candidate, especially with Trump. People coalesced against Trump, not the things that he had accomplished, of course, but just because they didn't like him. So they voted for Joe Biden. And now we have Joe Biden, who is, at his very best, is not strong enough to do this job. And he's running again. Now, I would probably start a betting pool if I could do that. Or maybe one of those things that's like a Super Bowl pool where, you fill it out. And on which day Joe Biden pulls out of the election and tosses it in the air to the Democrats. And then what are the Democrats going to do? Are you going to have Kamala Harris step up and say, I'm ready. I've been the vice president for 3 years and look at my record. I mean, she could say that. Or is it going to be Gavin Newsom? And do we all vote for Gavin just to get him out of California, except for the fact then he could take California and the things he's done there here to run the country? Or what if former President Trump's indicted and he's in a trial and it's serious? Or what if he's found guilty and they're going to want to put him, in jail? Then what? Then what do you do? And he's running for President of the United States in the middle of a serious court case down in Atlanta. How do we get here? And how we got here was voting against somebody as opposed to voting for somebody. And I'm just thinking now, how much longer is that going to go on? Is that what it's going to be? Do I want to have Biden as president for another 4 years, or do I want to have Trump president for another 4 years? I mean, you got both sides are just, sharpening swords right now. What can I say? Senator Tim Scott, who endorsed Donald Trump last week and is considered a possible vice presidential nominee, got engaged to his girlfriend this weekend. Now, if he is considered a potential vice presidential candidate, it's probably good to be married. That way, if you're vice president and you're not married, you would probably become the most eligible bachelor in Washington, D.C., and in perhaps the world. Who knows? The final thing I have here for this segment is the Kansas City Chiefs and the Detroit Lions advanced to their conference championship games on Sunday. The Philadelphia Eagles fired their head coach. Not a surprise. When you heard one of their players say, we've had 6 weeks to fix the problems we've had. We've lost 5 out of 6 games in 6 weeks, and we still haven't done anything because then they went in and got trounced. So the Philadelphia Eagles fired their coach, even though they were in the playoffs and the work he's done before, because of this obvious inability to get his team ready to take on a team that they should have beaten handily. Anyway, so the Chiefs and the Lions advance to their conference championships. So they're going to be playing, the Chiefs are going to be playing the Baltimore Ravens, and the Lions are going to be playing the San Francisco 49ers. Brock Purdy, who has gotten them into the finals here, did not have a great game. And you have to ask yourself, but then when he needed to put it together, He drove them down, and he drove the team down, and they scored, and they end up winning the game. But he hasn't been hit that Brock Purdy, even though that he has scored, you know, thrown for more yards, scored more touch, you know, thrown for more touchdowns. I mean, he's like at the epitome of the San Francisco 49ers, and you think he's competing against Steve Young and Joe Montana and, you know, like this. And yet he is at the epitome, at the top of the statistics, but it's just something that he does. Every so often he'll throw a ball that, you know, they were just blessed that the defenders, it bounced off their chest. Otherwise, they could have been in some serious problems throughout that game. So, if you're interested in football, I kind of like it in the playoffs. The rest of the year is kind of, you know, blah. But I kind of like seeing what it is in the playoffs, see them work this hard to get here, and see what happens in it. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. It's been an honor to serve Shasta County as chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. We have accomplished a lot. Term limits, Second Amendment resolution, fair elections, supporting the Redding Rancheria, Charter County, and more. As we move into this new year, we will need solid conservative leadership more than ever. And I'm up for the challenge. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
When it comes to dinner, you're looking for tasty, flavor, ample portions, choices, and great value in a cozy, clean, family-friendly environment. Guests tell us our home-style dinners deliver on all counts. Whether you choose chicken fried steak, house-made meatloaf, roasted turkey, or slow-cooked pot roast, you'll be full and satisfied in the best way possible. So make Black Bear Diner your January comfort dinner destination. Open daily at 2605 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This is Shasta GOP Chairman Dan Sloan inviting you to a special event with guest speaker Senator Rand Paul. The event will occur on February 24th in Redding. Each attendee will receive a signed copy of the Senator's book, Deception, the Great COVID Cover-Up. VIP ticket holders and event sponsors will receive a photo with Senator Paul. Get your tickets before they sell out at ShastaGOP.org. Again, that's February 24th. Tickets available at ShastaGOP.org. Attendees will be notified of the physical location 2 days prior to the event.
Shadows,
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Linda Botland is on assignment today, the 22nd of January, 2024, at 34 in the morning. It's raining outside. We're going to have a high around, 54 today. May start clearing up. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 530-365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. A family-owned business, a veteran-owned business, is Cypress Square Barbershop. With the I've been going there for, since I moved to Redding. I've never had a bad haircut in 16 years. What can I say? It's man's last stronghold. They can make an appointment at 530-244-9478 or just drop by. You're not going to get a bad haircut. Let's go to the phones. Lori, good morning.
Let's go to the phones. Carl, thank you for taking my call. I have a quick announcement.
It's Monday. It's Monday. Don't confuse me, okay?
There's too many Mondays in the week, I think. That's what I have to say. I know, twice a month, approximately, the five-panel Election Advisory Commission meets, and today is one of their meeting days. It will be at 1 o'clock. I know sometimes it's a little bit tricky to catch up because sometimes they meet at 12 noon, other times at 1, but I do know for a fact that they need to end always by 5 p.m. because it's when the Chamber Board of Supervisor meeting is closed. So it meets today. 1 p.m. if you'd like to start tracking the election issues and all of that. And then my share is, you earlier had your guest and the Rand Paul event coming up. There's a live Ebola vaccine that is now being given to one in about 13 centers across the United States. Repeat, live Ebola injection. And this is designed for frontline workers or people that are called at risk. Ebola is rare but extremely serious. Dr. Lee Merritt, she's a military doctor. She's been in the front lines of exposing all this information with the COVID and all these subsequent syndromes. There's another one called VEXAS, rhymes with Texas, and it's an acronym. And this is another inflammation kind of thing going on, subsequent disorders, genetic mutations. Again, from Operation Warp Speed. So I'm just trying to let people know, especially in the healthcare field, be very careful this time about rolling up your sleeve and taking whatever they're saying. Oh, no, we've tested it. They test all the time with things over in Africa or India and such locations. And then now these are supposed to apparently shed. So if you're not familiar with what Ebola is, you get fever, diarrhea, vomiting, internal bleeding and external bleeding. Those are those things we've all seen in videos. If you folks are listening and if you do your own research and look up things, you will see this. It's extremely scary. Apparently the CDC has it on their site. They're admitting that they're doing it. So I'm just putting that as an FYI. And I really hope we can get our local new health officer, Dr. James Mu, to be far more accessible on media and live events, town halls, and all the rest, because we had almost zero with former health officer Karen Ramstrom, D.O. So that's just my FYI. Folks, be careful, because this Ebola live vaccine is going into frontline healthcare workers. It sheds. Do we really want to be around that? I think the deep state, the cabal, whatever's going on with the big pharma, is they're going to play heavier and more disastrous cards. That's my share for the day, Carl.
Okay, Lori. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Ebola. That's a nasty disease. So that's interesting. And there's all types of things in our chat room showing references to that. By the way, the power, and one of our listeners come in and says, power is back on around Placer and Benaventura, which is where it was out. So they're saying it's back on. All right. I love this. I love this article. That, the state of Texas has, and they believe in sharing a good thing. So Governor Abbott has been sharing the illegals that come across the border, or the people that come across the border illegally. He's been sharing it, and they've reached a milestone. They've have shared 100,000 people to different parts of the United States, mainly New York, in those sanctuary cities, you know, Illinois, other places like this. So in Denver, places that said they were sanctuary cities. So he's just been sharing. And you know what? Nope, he doesn't get any awards for sharing. I don't know. I think he deserves something for sharing all this. It talks about these people that have arrived in Denver from, Venezuela, staying at a hotel turned shelter on the city's east side. And these people ran around and gathered food and clothing and homemade baked ziti to Venezuelan migrants. However, when she reached out to her neighborhood, she got a lot of help. However, in the actual neighborhoods where these people are living, they're angry. They don't want them there. And they're promoting, of course, Donald Trump is promoting, I'll shut down the border, which a lot of people seem to like. And while Governor Abbott has effectively exported the border and all the problems that come with it to America's backyards. And Americans who once watched humanitarian crises with pity or disdain from afar are now seeing it really close up. Now, more than half the Americans in a recent USA Today Suffolk poll said they support the idea. Over half the Americans in this poll said they support the idea of sending troops to the southern border and ordering the mass deportation of illegal immigrants. Only 43% said they opposed both, and 4% were undecided. Think about this. Over half of the people in the United States believe we should send troops to the border and close down the border and start deporting these people. We're talking millions of people that have come in under the Biden's administration. Millions that we know of. And who knows? Maybe a couple million that, or maybe a million that we don't know about. You know, getaways. And the ones on the terror list that we catch. You can't tell me we've caught everybody on the terror list. No. So they're in here someplace. The last Sunday, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker took out a full-page ad in the Austin American-Statesman pleading for Abbott to temporarily halt the migrant busing, noting the cold weather blanketing the nation. It's not sustainable, Mayor Mike Johnson said his city is now spending 10% of its annual budget on emergency housing and other migrant services. Wow. So what is Governor Abbott supposed to do? Keep them in Texas and spend their money? No. He is sharing the wealth. The buses keep going. You can applaud Abbott for having won the narrative war. A senior fellow at the Nonpartisan Migration Policy Institute. He opened these salvos and he's had the last word. But he doesn't deserve a standing ovation. He's doing it for politics. Well, yeah, because it's politics that have gotten us into this situation. Abbott contends that Texas is engaging in a historic border security effort and shouldn't bear the full cost of assisting migrants, even as the state spends millions of dollars on busing programs. He's also starting to arrest migrants who come into his state illegally. Gee, what a novel approach. My friends, this border issue has been going on since Biden became president and on his first day stopped the building of the wall. Mayorkas seems to think it's okay to have millions of people come in. The Democrats are even saying you're killing us out here with your border policy, and yet nothing is being done. If there's no other reason to change the direction the country is going, it could be on the border policy. The impact it's having on our infrastructure, on our medical, on our schools, it is tremendous, and yet nothing seems to be done. How hard is it to shut down the border? It's not. It's not. Trump did it. We could do it anytime you wanted to, if you chose to do it, and Mr. Biden is not doing it. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy was on last week, and let me tell you, the insurance, health insurance, your property insurance, trying to get coverage for this is just horrendous at this point in California because of the mistakes the insurance commissioners made. The insurance companies are losing billions of dollars. They're not insuring homes. How do you get insurance? Well, if you give Judy Maxwell a call at 530-221-0441, she has been very, very effective in finding insurance for people who need it, who live in non-danger areas, yet have had their policies terminated or not renewed because the companies are pulling out and they're not writing any home property insurance. Call Judy. She's been doing this since 1993. She knows how to get you insurance. 530-221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. It's been an honor to serve Shasta County as Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. We have accomplished a lot. Term limits, Second Amendment resolution, fair elections, supporting the Redding Rancheria, Charter County, and more. As we move into this new year, we will need solid conservative leadership more than ever. And I'm up for the challenge. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Start your year off with a winning streak. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our $50,000 new year, new winnings. Swipe to win draw. Swipe your free River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes. Don't miss your chance to win up to $200 free slot play every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Join us for final drawings on January 25th and February 29th for a chance to win up to $2,000 cash. For complete details, see WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This is Shasta GOP Chairman Dan Sloan inviting you to a special event with guest speaker Senator Rand Paul. The event will occur on February 24th in Reading. Each attendee will receive a signed copy of the Senator's book, Deception, the Great COVID Cover-Up. VIP ticket holders and event sponsors will receive a photo with Senator Paul. Get your tickets before they sell out at ShastaGOP.org. Again, that's February 24th. Tickets available at ShastaGOP.org. Attendees will be notified of the physical location 2 days prior to the event. What is love?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in our last segment. Is that the song from Night at the Roxbury?
Yeah, with Jim Carrey.
No, it's not Jim Carrey. It's the guys from Saturday Night Live. Is that the one that they bounce?
When in the car. When they
and they break the windshield.
Yeah, but it's Jim Carrey.
It's not Jim Carrey. Go look it up. Night at the Roxbury. He's not in it. Will Ferrell. So, hey, welcome back to the show. 8:50 in the morning here on the 22nd. Your weather is going to be kind of like you see it, except tomorrow. It says mostly sunny with a high near 62. And then the rain starts again Tuesday night, and we have a rain Wednesday. Thursday, a percentage chance of rain, you know, mostly sunny. And then Thursday night, Friday, showers, Saturday. Showers, and Sunday, mostly sunny. Thank you to Shasta Gas and Propane for bringing us all the weather reports. Reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay. I'm sorry, I'm going back to the border again. Because, you think that that there's a lot more to it. Like the Abbott is in a battle with the feds. They tried to, said that you couldn't put up buoys out in the river to try and keep people from coming across. Other out-of-state sheriffs have been loaning their deputies to patrol Texas border counties. The governors of at least 14 states have sent Texas their personnel and resources or deployed their own National Guard troops to Texas. See, I didn't know that. I didn't know that many had come on to try and help. Talking about it, he said, we're trying to do every tool we have, from building border barriers to enacting a state law, making it a crime to cross the Texas-Mexico border illegally. And so, you know, they're doing things like they're dropping off two busloads of migrants at Kamala Harris's place in D.C. I kind of thought that was kind of funny. And then the feds and the Texas are in the middle of this legal dispute about who has jurisdiction over border territories and how much leeway the state can use to stop migrants. And they went, the feds are saying, you can't do that. It's up to us to protect the borders. And Abbott's people are saying, you're not protecting the borders. They're coming through. They're inundating Texas. That's why I'm shipping people out. The latest one, he had his people come in and block access to a park where he had set up a staging area to search for migrants. And who were attempting to cross the river. When they dropped off these people from Venezuela again. And a lot of these people from Venezuela, they have no sponsors. They don't have anything. They just come across the border. If the feds get to them, they resettle them. They have times that they have to go back in front of the immigration court 10 years, almost 10 years from now. How can that work? It just doesn't make sense. All because of the border policies of the Biden administration and Mr. Mayorkas, who's running Department of Homeland Security, letting people come across like this. You know, they're saying it's cruel to bus them to cities. Well, what's Texas going to do? It's sharing the wealth. In Denver, where they said that they've received 2.5 times the number of migrants per capita overall than any other receiving city, the mayor projects, like I said, 10% of the entire budget going there. Some 36,000 migrants have arrived in Denver over the past year. Abbott's Operation Lone Star sent half of those. Half of that 36,000, he sent 15,700 of them. And so when they get there, they live in illegal camps. When you want a Peruvian migrant said he's uncertain who funded the 600-mile bus trip. The guards in Texas told me you can go to Denver, it'd be good, but when we got here, it was different. They, you know, the whole thing is a mess. It's not getting any better. And with the birth rate of immigrants, you know, are going to be overrunning the birth rates of people who are born here in the United States, citizens of the United States. This whole thing. I don't understand why more people, and it says, you know, like 40, you know, it says the majority of people want the feds to put troops on the border and stop this. At what point does Biden wake up? Everybody, even the own Democratic Party, says this is a disaster, and yet nothing's happening. The federal government does three things, in my opinion. They have only three things they have to do. The rest of the stuff is just, oh, yeah, that's good. Let's do that. It's to protect our country with the armed forces, which, by the way, which could be another whole show, is we can't recruit enough people nowadays. And why is that? Well, could it be policies that are in the Biden administration, which keeps people from joining? The number of Caucasians who are joining the service has dropped an incredible amount. Now, what's that mean? It means more recruiting. Why aren't they coming in? The Southeast and the Southwest usually has the largest numbers of recruits. Those people are dropping off. Could it be the policies the military has? And then you get into we need to have a strong military to protect our country. The second thing is the infrastructure. Airports, trains, highways, the infrastructure to keep our country going. How are they doing on that? And the third is to protect our borders. And we are not protecting our borders. So I would say two out of the three main things the government should be doing, they're not doing. At the very best, and you know my background, career military officer. I think our military is the best in the world, but now we are having legacy types, fathers, not urging their kids to go into the military. We're seeing things happen, decisions being made that you're trying to figure out, why is this happening? Why are we driving our military like this? And then I look at the border, which is no border, frankly. If that many people can come across and we're just taking them in and there's no plans about what to do with them, and that's under this administration. As far as the infrastructure, I don't know. I still need to have the front end of my truck aligned because of Placer Street, which they can't seem to get fixed. Now, that's not Joe Biden's not really worrying about that. But there's other infrastructure, bridges, railroads and trains that seem to derail for some reason. Maybe it's the tracks. How about the airports? Are you happy with what's going on in the airports and the number of planes? Are the airports safe? What about rural communications? All of these things. That falls under the feds. And instead, we're being pushed into renewable energy, which doesn't meet the challenge of today. So, now, if this was under the Republicans, I'd say the same thing. If I was seeing this under the Republicans, I'd say the same thing. Because, frankly, I'm not crazy about the Republican Party. I'm not crazy about the Democratic Party. So I think it's going to be pretty soon that I'm going to be, I'm just going to be kind of out there in the, chooses not to state which party you're with. And let's go with the best person. Okay. Tomorrow, Reddy Rancheria is going to join us along with a couple other people. And we're going to talk about what's happening out there with the Reddy Rancheria and what's the latest on the casino build and the different things that are happening out there at Reddy Rancheria and Wind River. Have a great day. Be careful out there with the rain, and God bless America.
And my ground won't be turned around.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.